bbsradio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth.
Hey, this is Winfrey. Welcome to the Don and Win Show with my host, co-host, Don Newsom. And we're going to talk about everything that makes no sense over the next hour. And if you want to be nonlinear and just go on to this crazy flow that we do, welcome to the Don and Win Show. Okay, Don.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you. But I can hear myself.
You like to hear yourself.
Win, I love you.
Oh,
it's been a long time, but I love you. Thank you for being here. Folks, it's a pleasure. It's a fantastic day. It's been a great day for me all day. Win?
Yeah.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Now I can hear you.
Okay.
All right. I can finally hear you.
I actually lost my cell phone just a moment ago. I spoke to Don, and then the cell phone dematerialized.
So you couldn't speak, and I couldn't hear, and here we are.
That's right.
Synchronicities, folks. We talk about them all the time on the Don and Win Show. Because we love you.
So Don, I'm avoiding getting on any kind of topic because I thought we have a guest. Do we have a guest?
We do. You know, I'm telling you, today we have a spectacular guest. This particular guest has really, folks, it's like, win perfect word. He kind of endeared himself to me. And Wynn asked me that earlier, and I wondered why he asked me that. And I didn't really, we didn't get into it. I left it alone. I walked across the room. We talked a little bit more, and now I get it. Yeah, he kind of did. This guy is named Phil. Phil has been, speaking with me for, a few times, but really at length, in depth. And I've gotten to know him in those few times we've spoke. I think I have. And I follow my heart. So he seems to be a genuine guy, but you know me, and you know this is the Don and Win Show. So, interestingly enough, it's going to be a great one. Thanks for being here, folks. I am actually going to introduce our guest, unless you'd like to, Win.
I'd introduce him, but I don't know his name, so I probably wouldn't do a good job.
You don't think you'd do a good job?
No, I don't know his name.
His name's Phil Kosensky.
Phil Kosensky?
Well, I don't think he has a lot of that.
He's Polish, right?
No, Kosensky, right?
Yeah, it's Polish, right?
I don't know.
Is he listening to us now?
He's on the air with us.
He is?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say anything that he's going to sue us for.
Please don't!
Spelling,
please.
His name. I mean, this is America in 2008. So
it is. You
gotta be very careful. You know.
Yeah, I think you do these days. I mean, hell, they want you to buy every kind of insurance at every kind of price you can imagine. Poor or not, man, you gotta have this. They tell you all day long on the TV, knowing you can't afford it.
Right.
How's that? Take that, WAP.
Phil, are you on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
welcome to our show.
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. Would you like to be a little louder?
I'd like to hear you a little louder. It sounds like gravel here.
With me? Okay. How's that? Is that infinitely better?
How do I sound?
You know, you actually, well, you look good, don't you? Kind of?
Now, Phil. Yeah. Phil, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Because if you look good, you sound good. If you sound good, you look good.
God tells me that you have been speaking to space people.
Seeking to save.
Now watch Wynn, because he's going to burn you. Wynn's now.
I can't save anybody, but I believe the information that I've been being given can help liberate us.
Mm-hmm.
Can liberate us from things that are just basically vanity and things that are just, that really don't profit us in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Down the line. And so, in that respect, I guess I am.
You mean
I'm very concerned.
With an ET or an IT? There's not much difference, is there?
Now, Don and I were talking before we got you on the line. And, you know, I have a little bit of experience in, you probably don't know much about me. I probably don't know anything about me.
Well, he told me a little that you were a musician, and I kind of guessed you were a musician for some reason when I looked at your picture.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt you were that creative type.
Well, I am a musician, but
yes.
In addition to that, I wrote a book called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And while I was writing the book, I became contacted by what I, it took me a long time to figure this out, but they weren't individual entities. They were group soul conglomerates. At least that's how they described themselves, and it seemed to make sense. And so, for the past 6 years, I studied not communication with individual entities, but communication with energies, conscious energies that are able to bridge time dimensions and come into this realm.
Awesome.
So I've had a lot of opportunity to ask many questions. You know, I always tell people, don't believe anything I tell you, because, you know, if you start believing something because someone else says it, usually that means you're not integrating it into your life, but you're integrating it into your head. So I'm very, very cautious about what I say. I'm very cautious about causing people to believe things when it's just a belief. And I'm also I've become aware that when you're in going through dimensions, there are many, 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 many beings in other dimensions. Some of them are negative, some of them are positive, some of them are negative and masquerade as positive. And it takes a lot of discernment.
You get it all.
I agree. There's a lot going on, and you have to be very discerning.
So, you know, I never assume at first conversation that something is positive, nor do I assume it's negative, but I just ask questions to try to help me figure it out.
See, that's a difference between us. I would look at the situation and...
Pardon me?
Huh? That's a difference between us. I'd look at the situation and say, how does Wynn see it?
Hey, Don, I need more volume because I can't hear you.
Yeah, I need more volume, too.
Oh, all right. How's that? Is that better? A little better?
Yeah.
Am I coming through?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I would look at it and probably, you know, I'd probably say, how does Wynn see it? That's what I'd think first. How the heck would Wynn see this? And then I'd take a look at it from my point of view. I'd step outside the box that far.
But you know, there's the phenomena is the phenomena.
It is.
And phenomena is interesting to talk about.
No, but I love you because I believe you. That's the thing. I've read everything you've done. You're a master writer. You're a master writer of music. You sing from the heart. You've got all the creative gifts and you put it together so well, and you've become attuned even personally, like a tuning fork. You personally have gone through that. Now you are fine-tuning yourself to what you understand, what your passion drives you. And I love you for that, Win. You're driven and you're accurate. Now I give you a lot of grief, but I believe you. Okay. I've never doubted you or you wouldn't be my co-host. Fact.
Well, thank you, Don. And you know what? I tell everyone to doubt me, but you know the thing about it is, when you're talking about these things, the kinds of things I talk about.
Well, sometimes people.
You know, even though somebody believes in you, somebody is looking at it for the first time. One of the problems is if you see 10 or 20 people listening to somebody, mm-hmm. and they're all saying "Yay, Win," or "Yay, whoever." It's like there's a tendency to look at the enthusiasm of people that are responding and not go through your own evaluation. And I think that, you know, in this kind of stuff, everyone, if you go through your own evaluation, then you can come to your own conclusions, and they're yours. And, you know, so...
Well, every time, you know how I know he's right, folks? And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you how I feel. Fact. You're going to know how I feel. Whenever he calls in the light, my ears pop. Now, it's a physical thing that happens every time he does it. It doesn't happen at any other times during the day, but when he starts calling in the light, my ears will pop. And they'll do it every time, not 99% of the time, every time. Now, that to me says, all right, well, he's got the attention of group energies that are aware. I believe it. I'm not screwy, folks. So if I think that's screwy, or if you do, well, then that's me. But, you know, when you bring some of the stuff in, channeling from your girlfriends or this or that, or what you put a lot of belief into, I don't know if many others will. Now, when it comes to you, and your information and what you've put together and what you understand, I get it, and I love it, and I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you personally are getting into that power where you won't need anything other than yourself to bring it out.
Well, you know, Don, I will tell you, there's areas where I have my own levels of wisdom and my own levels of understanding of human nature. And my own perceptions. There's a lot of areas where I don't have a clue. And if somebody tells me...
Sorry, I was just taking a drag on a cigarette.
You know what I mean. It's like, if somebody like, for example, suppose a bunch of UFOs landed in the White House, and suddenly everyone's saying, they're here to help us. In that particular case, I would be really careful about drawing that conclusion. I would say, I hope so. But, you know, I have learned to have a certain degree of trust.
I have learned.
For my information. So I would cross-reference it. You know, I have two people to channel, so I cross-reference it and decide. And even then, I'm going to decide, do I trust this or not? Because that's an important decision, right? You know, there's that famous Outer Limits show. You know Outer Limits, remember? Where they had these... spaceman landing.
Saying, well, not blowing smoke.
the show is called "We Come to Serve You."
Okay? We come to serve you,
and
we won't. We might not necessarily do it in that order.
Well, no. Thank you, Don. We come to serve you, and so the whole show is like showing these benevolent aliens trying to help everybody, and they're leading them all onto ships, telling them they're going to take them for a trip back to the planet. Then we find out that the humans are delicacies to be eaten by their family, okay? So we come to serve you, meant to be served on a platter for dinner.
Yeah, it was the V. I found that was... I love that. Hey, I hate to tell you, that was interesting. It was it drove home an interesting point that parables are often an interesting thing, aren't they? And we'll see that in so many things, from the religious dogma, even into the scriptures, even into modern day scriptures that were written. And you know, there are always these underlying cursory, or what they call precursor understandings that can be very illuminating. Hey, Phil.
Yeah, I'm here.
Phil, I've wanted to do that for a lifetime. Hey, Phil. But he hasn't asked me on his show yet.
Don.
I guess it's because I leave out the doctor part.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Let's be polite to our guest and take this opportunity to let Phil talk a little bit about the experience that he's had and wants to share with us.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Phil, yeah. Can you go for that?
I'm here.
All right. Here, here.
Let me ask the first question, Phil.
Go ahead.
Just tell me, what is the experience you've had that's made Don so enthusiastic about having you on our show?
Well, I believe it is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Don, but I do believe it is because I have gathered evidence in the form of video and photographs that I have up on my website, as well as some information that was given me through contact with an extraterrestrial from another star system. But they're here on this earth, and they're in the locality of Pine Bush, New York State. And they're here for some reason.
Phil, let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Thank you for interrupting. I just
want to
explain this. So you had a contact with an extraterrestrial. Did you actually see a physical body?
I did.
So you had a physical body talking to you,
she didn't. She let me see her physical body, but she didn't come right up to me and talk to me yet. But she has talked to me telepathically several times now.
Okay.
And more importantly, right now is she is allowing me to film her spacecraft. This extraterrestrial girl. And her name is Abena. She told me her name was Abena. And she's from the Orion. One of the Orions. There's a lot of stars in the Orion constellation, and she's from one of those stars. I don't know which one yet, but I just had over the Memorial Day weekend, I took another trip out to Pine Bush, which was my first one since December. And I just had an absolutely outstanding contact experience. She contacted me telepathically the night before I went out to Pine Bush, and when she gave me an experience the night I went out of being inside her craft, and she gave me an experience of flying in this craft, she performed a movement maneuver called hydrolift. She called it a hydrolift. It's a maneuver that they perform, and they ride the magnetic wave like a surfboard in their craft. And it's just the most exhilarating experience that I ever encountered. But don't ask me how she did it, but I was in my room, in my bed, lying down, resting, when she gave me this experience the night before I went back to Pine Bush. And she contacted me and greeted me that in those moments. And I heard her voice in my head, and it was just the most thrilling experience to hear her voice greeting me, and she told me a little bit about my next encounter out in Pine Bush, what was going to happen, that she was going to be performing these hydrolifts, and I was going to film them. And sure enough, the next day I traveled out to Pine Bush, and she appeared in her craft out there, and I got another hour and like 20 minutes of her performing all these different, these hydroliths out there. And I got some new footage, and her craft came in really close several times, and she lit up a lot of her craft, so you could see a lot of the outline of it and everything. It's just amazing. I am just totally thrilled and amazed at this latest encounter and contact experience that I've had. So to get back to your question about why Don is so enthused about me and what's going on is because I think it's a he senses and feels inside of him that what is happening with me is a real and genuine experience, and that I'm just not, it's not a put on. It's something that's really happening, and I do have some demonstrable evidence to back it up and prove it. And that, I think that's one, you know, the strongest reason why Don is so enthused about it.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Why does she say she's doing this with you?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Why have you been chosen to have this experience?
Well, they told me, she told me, this extraterrestrial female named Abena, last year when I went out, first of all, it was last summer, was the time that I made a return trip to Pine Bush after 14 years. My very first trip was 14 years ago, and I did see something back then that very first time I went out there with a friend and we caught something on video. But then I've always had it in my mind over the past few years to get back out there. Because I wasn't a real heavy into UFO research for like 14 years ago. I was just curious at it, and I'd look into it here and there. But I only became heavily involved in it just recently since I went back there. And she contacted me, and I had a telepathic contact. Anyway, so to get to your question, yes, the reason why they selected me, if you want to call it that, is that she told me the reason why I was being given this was because I had already fairly progressed in my practice of meditation and observance of certain cosmic laws of the creation, and that proved that she said that they judged me worthy of having closer sightings and contacts from themselves and their ships because of this. And so they feel comfortable enough. My spiritual unfoldment to them and what I feel and what I recognize is something satisfactory to them, where they feel comfortable enough around me where they will they will bring themselves closer to me than they will to regular other people. And they will allow me to probably film their ships a little closer. They'll give me more footage. Like when I go out there, they'll come around on the horizon all night long for like 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours. They'll just let me film their ships. Other people will go out there and some people won't hardly get anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all a matter of, they feel that, they feel comfortable around me. That's one reason why they're giving me this. And
what do you think they want to accomplish?
I think I'm an experiment, actually. I think that they've chosen me as an experiment as well. They want to see how I react. They want to see how other people react in response to this contact. And it's all like an analysis on their part, a spiritual and social and a mental computational analysis on their part. They're really analyzing this whole thing that's going on. They want to see all the responses. They want to see what would happen. And I think one of the most strongest reasons why they're doing this also is they want to raise the awareness of the extraterrestrial presence and contact on Earth. They want to raise our vibrations. They want to give us a helping hand up. They want to pull us up a few rungs. And this always happens when you get somebody who becomes a contact person with a higher advanced race from another star system. Like the kind of material and teaching that starts to come forth will usually always benefit to a great degree the people that study it and put it into practice. And so I feel that it's going to lift, it's genuinely raising our mental and spiritual vibrations up a few notches. And that's a positive thing.
Have you read other contactees like Billy Mayer?
Oh yeah, I've read a lot about Billy Mayer. I believe his case is genuine. I can't subscribe to everything that ETs say about Billy, though, about his reincarnational lineages and all this kind of stuff. I think some of it may be a little skewed, but
I mean, they say he was Jesus, didn't they?
Yeah, they say he was seven great prophets from like Enoch to Muhammad, and I just can't buy all that. But I do believe that, you know, the genuine teachings of the laws of creation and the cycles of reincarnation that they teach, I can believe that. I think that's real. I think the basic spiritual teachings that Billy's contact girl, her name was Sannyasi, I think, I can accept the basic spiritual teachings that she taught Billy and revealed, and they're very, very powerful, and I encourage everybody to read what Sannyasi has had spoken to Billy Mayer about the basic spiritual teachings. They're very, very powerful and concise teachings on the laws of creation. And they are universal throughout the galaxy, actually, because my contact person, Abena, she actually mentioned the laws of creation to me as well when she contacted me last year. So, they're universal. And so there's a lot of good going on in the universe. There's a lot of bad going on. And I think they're contacting people to counter a lot of the bad and the degenerate because, you know, we are the human race has gone astray, actually, since ancient times. We have gotten misled in our teachings, and we've gotten far, far away from the real teachings of the laws of nature and creation and the universal spirit.
Now.
We've kind of fallen away, and we need to become centered again and become conscious. We need to become more conscious.
Now you see why I'm so endeared to this guy. Now you get it, right? Or do you?
Well, you know, it takes me quite some time.
Hey, but you know, at least
Phil is a very sincere guy.
He seems to me sincere.
Yeah,
you know,
he is sincere.
He seems sincere.
I am not even doubting.
And, yeah, but now let's say you give a guy 100%. Then let's say you feel that he seems sincere. You feel it from the heart. Heart says okay. Where do you go from there? You kind of believe it, right? So the guy, you know, this is going to be an interesting story that's going to start to unfold on the Donna Wynn Show, I think. And I think it'll also unfold into even greater things. Because I got to tell you, I personally believe this fella is a contactee. And I think that as long as that quality of love is extreme and always turns toward the greater good of all, you can probably, you know, I would have to say, well, keep an eye on it. You know, it always depends, right? This is a funky little world we live in, folks, and this is
the
Donna Wynn Show.
You talk
love,
about
the quality of love.
Okay, this is one thing I wanted to share last time, but we couldn't because we didn't have enough time.
Right.
In our last show,
right,
was an experience of my December 21st trip out last 2007 out to Pine Bush. I went out there, and I had first of all, there was like an ice storm the day before, and there was a lot of ice in the driveways and the roads and everything out there, and so. Anyway, so I went out there. I got out to the area where I film, which is off of Route 52, down in Pine Bush, across, near some on this hill, this field called Marshmallow Field. So anyway, there's this new construction there, and I parked in the driveway there, and I went out there, and I stood out there. It was kind of a cloudy night. It was a Friday night, December 21st. It was the winter solstice, of all things. Isn't that amazing? So I'm standing out there. I stood out there for like 40 minutes, and none of the aliens were shown flying their craft around. And I started to figure, oh well, you know, they probably do not want to fly around in this kind of weather. You know, it's cloudy and it's kind of misty, maybe a little. So I went back to my car and I proceeded to pull out. As I did pull out, backed out, I got stuck on the ice of Route 52, right at the edge of Route 52, almost on the edge. And so I went out to get some salt and a shovel out of the trunk. I went and did that. I salted the area where the tires were, where there was all this ice underneath the tires and all this, and dug it out a little bit. And then I went to get back in my car to pull out, and I had found that I had locked myself out of the vehicle. And can you imagine? I just started freaking out a little bit there. And I got nervous, of course, and a little concerned because my cell phone was in the car. My keys were in there. I was locked out. I was 3 miles from Pine Bush Center. It's all country roads out there. There's hardly anybody around. So it was certainly a predicament that I was in, you know. It was like,
don't you love those pickles?
Oh, yeah. So it just gave me an opportunity. I started to calm down after about 5 minutes of being a little anxious and nervous. And so I started to say, wait a minute, I need to talk to my alien friends here to see if they might be able to help me get out of this situation. So I just started mentally sending messages to them. And not more than a minute or 2 minutes later, I saw one of their triangular crafts. I saw it come. It started coming in on the west horizon. It was coming over the tree line, and it was flowing very low, about only 150 feet above the tree line. And it was all lit up, brilliant yellow lights in a triangular form. And I said, "Oh my gosh!"
You see, you're describing something I've had. It happened to me. I'll describe it later. But see,
yep,
this is
yep.
what I believe about this.
Yeah. So so they heard me, and she came by. She didn't stop or anything. She just went by really, really slow. And as soon as she got right over me, past me, I suddenly heard the car doors open in the car. I saw a flash. I heard the sound, like a bell sound, you know. Which is natural to the car doors, you know, to open up, you know, a ringing sound, you know. And then I heard the car doors open, and I was just so relieved.
Done!
And amazed.
I mean, when you think of, I know when we've talked before, awe in that moment is awesome. And you were right, and that's why, you know, we talked about that, and I said, no, that's reserved for the Creator. But in those kind of instances, when you know, you've connected, and they've done something, and you get it at that point. It's kind of defining. But it takes a while. It takes an open mind, a strong heart, and a profound sense of that greater all there is. And Wynn has that. You two would make the best of friends.
Done. I'm sure of it because I'm also into music a lot myself, and I'm becoming very musically inclined, singing and things like this, and chanting and all this kind of stuff.
No, really, I mean it, Wynn. You guys make great friends. If you guys knew each other,
I want to make a couple comments here. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Lynn.
And let's just stay on the topic. Okay.
All right.
You know. There's things about what Phil is saying to me which are very controversial. And, you know, it's like having been a student of the Carlo Ruckert material, having taken an understanding of the Voyagers material, and some of the things they're saying about some of the possibilities of ET contacts that, you know, it's not obvious to me, and so I say this respectfully, that I don't have enough information to say this is a positive contact.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'm not expecting anybody to believe.
So I want to share with you.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know my stuff, because I want you to think about this, and I'm not saying you shouldn't have this contact. I'm just
all right. You got 1 minute.
Yeah, are we almost over? Is our show almost over?
No, but you got 1 minute to prattle. Joking. Hey, I'm joking. I'm serious.
We got one minute.
What?
Left.
What's that?
So, Phil.
Yes.
So, I'll share with you. You know, when it comes to channeled material.
Yep.
Just like anything, it's not something believed any more blindly as being good or bad than the stuff you're telling me.
Right.
You have to knock it. You have to watch it for a long time, and see if it's congruent and how it feels in your heart.
Exactly.
Carla Ruckert happens to be one of the most recognized channels in the world.
And she was the channel for the Rob material, right?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I believe every single word of it except for two. I have discord with two situations in the entire thing. So it's kind of like it all leads to a certain thing,
okay,
which, like, souls can be destroyed forever, one of them, right? And that, right?
That's
right?
Religious.
And no. There's like 4 points I've went over with you, Wynn, that I have a contention with. Otherwise, I believe every word. That's what's so bizarre about the raw material.
So I wouldn't believe anything. I'd say, but it sounds good, you know, anyway. But in any case,
it sounds great. I tend to believe most of it. I don't know what you're talking about. I say it's one of the best reads since A Course in Miracles.
Look, let's stay on the subject here. In the raw material, in 1981, there was a whole description of how there's service to self and there's service to others. And that in other dimensions, there's kind of a war going on between service to self and service to others about dominion over Earth. And that the group that was labeled as service to others was the Orions. And not that all Orions are service to others. I think the figure was 70%.
The Law of One, the Sons of Orion.
I'm sorry, service to self. The Orions were labeled as service to self, 70%. And that the Orions are what David Icke calls the reptilians, I believe. And that they can identify themselves in this level as tricksters, so to speak. In other words, they can
tricksters.
Play...
Loki, you know, Loki.
Changelings.
Changelings, right. So
I've heard of this, too. Like, the little grays can take on human form, and they can trick you, but they're really just they're just putting on a human mask.
Right. Now, it's like... Now there is, in Voyagers, which is another channel book, and I have not studied that to the extent of the raw material, they talk about the possibility of the negative using a mass landing, getting things really bad down here, like creating circumstances like 9-1-1, circumstances where everything is falling apart, and then having a landing and saying, we've come to save you, and being welcomed, except it's the negative that's landing.
What we've done is saying, okay, we're a billionth of a percent of the universe, but we're now going to say the other percentage is bad. Keep it out. Whoa. Now,
I'm not saying anything. I'm just telling the story here.
Oh, right.
Okay, I'm not saying that this is a negative contact. I'm saying that everything has to be considered carefully.
Right.
Some shit is bull,
right?
Let me just finish my point. So then things are going to go really bad, and the negatives are going to land, and they're going to act like they're saving the day. Now, just recently we had the Vatican, of course, talk about UFOs. And saying that we should acknowledge them. to me, I'm not so sure that would be the last source that I would trust. And I'm not so sure.
You know, when everybody says don't trust this source.
Well,
I begin to wonder.
You know what?
Honest. Think about it, folks.
I would say.
Don't be trapped by your own matrix and your own illusion. Because, honest, there are people out there. There's not these great hordes of sophisticated sons of bitches coming out to attack you at night and going to rape you, your children, and going to dominate you and control you and woo. Folks, you're the many. That's it, enough said. But beyond that, we can go on. The verifiable and interesting modern understanding is this. You got the power, and nothing can take it away from you. Now, that's just the truth. Now, believing anything other than that kind of leads you down a weird path. Some of you out there are going down that weird path, but then, hey, good luck. But the truth remains is the world is woken. It's not waking up. It's awoken. The people have awoken. Think change has begun. And it's begun with many off-worlders. I think there's many contacts these days with many different forms of entities that have spent decades, eons planning this. And I think because of our indoctrination, let's say, into this greater family, I think that comes with pluses and minuses. Anything to think less is kind of delusional. Do I think we're going straight up into Yaya land where all is bliss and the angels rule it all and we all vibrate to a tune that only God sings? Maybe. I love that. That's where the Don and Wynn shop is. You'll stop by for a coffee. It's being remodeled. It hasn't had any occupancy yet, but we're building it. It was built. Now we're remodeling it. Now it's still the Don and Wynn coffee shop. Isn't it Wynn? Or was it the Wynn and Don? I think we decided to name the coffee shop the Wynn and Don because he suffered the most. But beyond that,
yeah.
I get it. You know, I almost feel like Captain Kirk. I get it. Bring those green women.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Wynn, I think what you're saying is very valid, and I'm very concerned about these contacts too, and I still have yet to. Be taken aboard with them and to find out exactly who they are, where they are from, and that they tell me this at face value, and they told me this in a telepathic context. And the remarkable thing about it, though, is with me and what's happening is that I got the evidence that something is happening more than just channeling, something more.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there's
you're
something
right,
physical.
You're right.
There's something physical going on in the sky.
Physically
that
going on
that
everywhere.
That I have captured on video, and I got, hours and hours of footage now. And the telepathic contacts are getting closer. Like,
can I let them in on a little secret?
Sure.
You know how you do it, folks? You know how you get there from here? Honest to God. I would not lie to you, this is my word. If you truly desire and believe that you are love, then your wisdom will skyrocket, and you will go into the deeper states of meditation, and you will understand that you're nothing less than all there. Well, forget that. Hey, nothing's greater than you. And when you can achieve love in this state of being, right here on earth, you in that moment have brought all the light the Christed energy to you. It doesn't have to be physical at that point. You don't have to see it, manifest it. You have to feel it. And then when you feel it, you know it. And the feeling will come when you understand that there is no other way and you demand it, honestly. Because love is all that you are, and as a birthright, you can't demand it because that's all that you are. It's and interestingly enough, folks, when you truly give your heart to that understanding, where it becomes the greater and the greatest of all understandings, and the mind doesn't allow you to badger what you do and who you are, and you live by your decisions are made with the heart because you realize that's the center. That's the center of your body. It's been avoided for centuries, folks. It really is the master organ. And it regulates the brain and the gut and everything else from there. Your heart does it all. It is that superconducting computer that works with your brain, but it is the master. And there are the glands, of course, that regulate the master regulator. Regulate this up yours. Sorry. I just believe that the body and the chakra systems and all of it is built to a greater understanding. And when you believe that you are perfect, I mean absolutely perfect, and you're special, you're not special, you're one with the otherworlders and you're not, you're living here and you're not, when you get it, you get contact. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
No, you don't.
I see it.
I don't.
But you know something?
No, I was on a tangent. I don't get it at all. You're going to have to explain it to me.
I see and I don't see. You know, that's partly wisdom, too. But you speak about love and, you know, the heart and, you know, the light. It's been proven that there's heat. You know, every time people feel love in their heart, they feel a flame burning in there.
Yeah.
And we know that the electron is what beats the heart. It's a flaming light that dwells in the heart of every soul, and that is part of the soul or the spirit of man. And it is eternal, and it is indestructible.
The electron, what was it?
But
I missed that. I apologize. The electron beats the heart.
Yeah. It's the light and the spirit of man.
Right.
The electron, and it's what gives us the life. And the aliens are so in tune with that life force that this is why they're given this kind of technology that can go from here to Orion in a matter of minutes.
Phil?
Yeah?
I am going to have to cut you off.
It's time to go?
It is time for Win.
Hey, Phil?
To call out the light? It's the favorite part of our show.
Phil.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yep. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
My battery.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear
over.
You. Don?
Hello?
Yeah, my battery's going dead. So
your battery's going dead.
Yeah. So I wanted to just say one thing really quickly, and that is...
Well, say two things.
Ask them the tough questions. Ask them what they hope to connect. Ask them if they're familiar with the Carla Ruckert material. Ask them if they're aware of Orion's being negative and positive.
I'm sure they're quite aware of the Orion's being. I know for a fact that there's negatives in Orion, but
ask them the questions and feel the response when they answer. You know, confront them about doubts. Don't act to them like you accept them blindly without testing them, okay?
Right.
And watch them as they respond
watch
to you.
Them.
I mean.
Well, they've already done. I mean, when they've already won my trust.
We are done, and we are going to call them the light now.
Let me just
now
say this.
Becomes the light.
No, we can't continue. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted. Right now, we ask those who are listening and all those who are on the show, we create a group energy of those who are free-willing to do so, and we invite those group souls, those energies that are positive in the Christ of light, to join with us, and we take this energy that we're creating, that we are creating in co-creation with those forces on the other side, and we surround the planet with it, and we ask for peace and love and all those qualities where darkness is, that light may enter and prevail for the highest good of all concerned. Thank you for being here this week on the Don and Wynn Show. Thank you, Phil, for being our guest.
Thank you, guys.
Phil?
Thank you, Don.
Phil, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And, folks, Wynn, I love you, man. Thank you. Phil, Wynn, folks, I just cut him off the air. And you just heard another Don and Wynn Show. We'll be back again next week. Don't go anywhere. We have a fireside chat coming up. You're going to love this program. It's one of my favorite, all-time favorites. So don't go anywhere.